Dr. Pinsky with a male IME on David Washington. David Washington is a 60-year-old male who describes he was injured at work on 5/12/21. Appeared at that time. He was struck in the right hand. Scratch that. He was taking a stove upstairs when another worker lost his grip, and the stove came down the stairs, pinning him against the wall. But he states he was struck in the right hand, and that it pushed him when the door of the stove opened. Apparently, he was seen at the emergency room afterwards. Appeared to have further evaluation, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. But he does believe he injured his right shoulder, arm, hand, and fingers. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Washington was seen at Virtue Memorial Emergency Room on 5/12/21. Period. He had right wrist and fifth digit pain following a crush injury. Period x-rays did not demonstrate any fracture or dislocation. Period symptoms were most consistent with a hand contusion. Period he was advised to ice cot, take Motrin or Tylenol, and buddy tape the fingers. Period he was then to follow up with a hand specialist. Period. New paragraph. He returned to the emergency room on 6/23/21. Period. It was noted x-rays done during the last encounter were unremarkable. Period. They were repeated on this visit. Period. These were also within normal limits. Period. Clinically, he was found to have a swan neck deformity from old trauma to the right fourth DIP joint at, as it is held in flexion. Period. They did communicate with the hand specialist as well. Period. Mr. Washington states he spontaneously reduced his right fifth digit at the PIP joint and described it as a volar dislocation. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by Dr. Frey, F-R-E-Y, on 11/16/22. Period. He rendered diagnoses of mallet deformity of the right ring finger, comma, tear of the right biceps muscle, comma, right arm paresthesia, comma, rotator cuff tear or rupture of the right shoulder, and specific arthropathies involving the right shoulder. Paired shoulder x-rays were done in the office, showing mild degenerative changes of the AC joint with slight elevation of the distal clavicle relative to the acromion. Paired there were no acute osseous abnormalities noted. Paired the humeral head appeared well centered on the glenoid. Paired Dr. Frey. Documented he had been scheduled for an ultrasound guided injection to the shoulder in June, but he did not show up for that visit. Paired. An MRI of the shoulder was ordered. Paired on 1/4/23, right shoulder MRI was done, whose results will be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Washington returned to Dr. Frey to review the MRI results. Period. On 2/22/23, he did perform an ultrasound-guided injection to the right biceps. Period. I also reviewed the MRI that showed no obvious rotator cuff tear. Paired in Dr. Frey's opinion, there was some bursitis and a fairly extensive tendon synovitis of the long head of the biceps tendon. Paired, there was DJD of the AC joint, also noted. Paired, he followed up with Dr. Frey and his colleagues through three He was seen by Dr. George on 2/23/22 regarding the ring and pinky finger. Period. He did have an old mallet injury to the right ring finger, which he states was exacerbated by the current injury. Period. He does have somewhat of a swan neck deformity. Period. This did not significantly improve with splinting. Period. They discussed other fixation options, including surgery, but Dr. George was reluctant to do this, as he thought it would be a long recovery for minimal overall benefit. Period. He still also has some terminal flexion stiffness and discomfort in the PIP joint of the small finger. Period. This is not completely abnormal given his injury. Period. Overall range of motion was acceptable but not full. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy and ibuprofen. Period. He had a final visit with Dr. Frey on 3/8/23. Period. He, Mr. Washington expressed he did not want to continue with treatment and would prefer to live with his current pain and discomfort. Period. He was reminded that the numbness and tingling into his fingers is a cervical neck problem, not a shoulder problem, and if that worsens, he needs to be seen by pain management. Period. However, the pain he has in the front of the shoulder, which radiates to the elbow there, is likely a shoulder issue. Period. If it becomes more of a problem, he is welcome to come back for repeat evaluation or further treatment. Period. In the interim, he was cleared to return to full duty. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a muscular physique. Period. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed a swan neck or other deformity of the right ring finger DIP joint. Period. He states he tore his extensor ligament there and wears a splint on it occasionally. Period. He used his left arm to remove his shirt overhead. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were to 170 and 160 degrees respectively with tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full and ulcerous with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Combined extension with internal rotation was to L4. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full and ulcerous without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He complained of numbness and tingling with range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. At the right elbow, he complained of numbness and tingling in the ring and small fingers. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and remaining finger joints was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness or triggering. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5. He resisted right shoulder, right elbow flexion and extension, and 5-5 shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He reported tenderness globally throughout the right upper extremity from the shoulder down to the fingertips. That is non-physiologic. Period. He states he has more pain in the right ring finger than the small finger. Paired hands, wrists, elbows. Tenel's maneuver on the right elicited paresthesias of the ring and small fingers, but was entirely negative on the left. Period. The rest of those maneuvers are normal. Spine cervical range of motion was full in all spheres without localized tenderness, but did elicit tenderness in the right shoulder. Period. He had tenderness of the right trapezius and paravertebral musculature and the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. thrust. That is normal. Thoracic. He was tender at the right interscapular muscles in the absence of spasm. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 5/12/21. David Washington was moving a stove downstairs with a co-worker who lost his grip. Period. The stove then descended onto Mr. Washington, particularly as its door opened. Period. He was struck about the right hand and was pushed into the wall with his shoulder. Period. He was seen the same day at the emergency room where x-rays were negative. Period. He returned on 5/15/21 when x-rays were again negative. Period. Scratch that. He returned on 6/23/21 when x-rays were again negative. Period. He also came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Frey, who rendered diagnoses that will be inserted here as above. Period. He had a right shoulder MRI as well to be inserted here. Period. He did accept one ultrasound-guided injection, but then failed to show up for further care. Period. New paragraph. His current clinical exam found him complaining of tenderness with numbness and tingling during range of motion of the right shoulder that is non-physiologic. Period. He had mild weakness in the right upper extremity against resistance. Period. He did have a swan neck type of deformity at the right ring finger DIP joint. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the right hand. Period. This takes into account his baseline swan neck deformity that was not permanently aggravated by the subject incident. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right arm or hand. Okay, right arm or shoulder. But he does have degenerative changes in the shoulder that were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. He remains quite functional, as evidenced in his participation in the workforce as an engineer assistant. But he states this is a less physical job than the one he held with the insured. Period. And that is the end.